Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
We are going to see some incredible advances in medical technology within the next 20 years that I believe could have the potential to increase life expectancy by several decades. Think about it. It wasn't that long ago. We were glued to the news for days following the world's first heart transplant. Now it's a relatively common practice. Face and hand transplants and artificial skin for burn victims are among the mind-boggling recent advances in medicine and medicine technologies. But the work currently developing that I believe will advance medicine and life expectancy quantum leaps forward is 3D printing of living body parts. Please stay with me here before branding me a kook. Living body parts, including sections of bone, muscle, and cartilage, are being custom made through a 3D printing process involving regenerative medicine. These 3D implants are functioning properly in a research environment. The folks at Nature Biotechnology state, this breakthrough raises the hope of using living tissues to repair the body, and the idea of placing individual human cells in a precise pattern to replace a damaged jaw, missing ear, or defective heart muscle holds much promise. This 3D printing system combines biodegradable plastic that provides the foundation for individual cells to grow. Over time, blood vessels and nerves grow into the tissue. These researchers believe that it will be less than a decade before trials will begin on printing customized organs and tissues. It does raise questions. As we age, can human organs that naturally wear out be replaced by using our own cells and making customized ones for us? It seems like we are right on that edge. Push this thinking out 100 years and a number of issues surface. Our entire healthcare, economic, and social system is built to some degree on current life expectancies. If that changed by 30 years, where most folks lived to be 110 or 120 and were able to function okay, that would certainly have far-reaching implications. Before you think this is way too crazy, please keep in mind how, quote, crazy the idea of heart, kidney, face, and hand transplants were just a few decades ago. These medical advances increased the life expectancy significantly to those who received the transplant gifts. It's a matter of scale. Since we are currently using human donors for organ transplants now, just think how this could scale if we start making replacement organs for each of us by just using a few of our own cells. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.